Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit mensteaclinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and the North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider live from Oxnard in the tent, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
It's a great morning here. How are you guys?
I'm surprised to hear you say that as your White Sox continue to be an embarrassment to baseball, Mick. Jeez. What do you have to say about that?
You know, I am a very big White Sox fan, and, you know, from afar, I would grab the paper and look at the box score or check the scores every day. I gave up about a month ago.
Oh, wow.
I don't even look. I just assume they lost.
Well, we'll be here to update you every day, Mick. It's 21 straight, which is tied for the longest losing streak in the history of American League baseball.
Well, they will break that record.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Did Kevin add the part where if they break the 1900s record,
yep,
they will be hosting the Cubs on Friday and have a fireworks show afterwards?
Which feels like a tough time to do your fireworks show, right?
It's not celebrate the record. It's just Friday, and that's
what
they did.
And what would be worse, to break the record
to the Northsiders?
The Cubs.
Yeah, oh. I hear you on that.
Hard. And the Cubs aren't exactly setting the world on fire either, are they?
It's true, but they have won at least one time in their last 22 games. So 21 games, my apologies.
Oh, gosh.
Early in camp, when we were out there, we had the opportunity to talk with Deuce Vaughn. It was, great, it was a great interview, a lot of fun. My question is, do you feel like he's fading out from the picture at all, or do you look at the return game and you're like, that's his possibility for impact?
Well, he's got a hamstring going right now, and he's not practicing.
Bad
so
time.
That doesn't help.
Yeah.
And especially since they, you know, had been talking about this running back by committee. Well, the committee's starting to form, right?
Yep.
It's Zeke. It's Rico Dowdle. Maybe Royce Freeman, who
missed he leave a little
time yesterday.
Yeah.
I think he had a groin also. And Hunter Lipke.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So right now, if they had to keep four, I would think those are the four. Deuce got to get back on the field, and he's got to make an impression. He's got to show, you know, remember all the comparisons with Darren Sproles.
And, right.
You know, if he gets these opportunities, and they're coming up in the preseason game, the scrimmage on Thursday, and you got to take advantage. You got to show that you've got a dimension that is valuable, you know, even if it's one of these guys that can do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, run the ball, catch the ball, play special teams, be one of those running backs back on the kickoff return. And, you know, I was looking the other day and I was thinking, well, you got two guys back. one of them, you want to be your primary return guy, probably Kevontae Turpin. The other guy, and I saw him messing with this a little bit, if it's the secondary guy and you can figure out where you think the ball's going to put your primary guy, that second guy not only has to be a reasonable return guy, but he can block, right? He can be a lead blocker. And so it's more of an all-purpose return guy, because they had Wanye Thomas, I saw, back there the other day. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that second guy back there, depending on if you can anticipate where the kicker is going to, you know, try to direct the ball.
I know it's hard to predict, and we're all excited to see how it plays out. But when we talk with Brandon Aubrey and Trent Sigg, we kind of talked about, like, could this potentially impact scoring? Could you see a way in which this ups scoring a little bit because of the unpredictability now of the kickoff?
Well, I think initially maybe, just because no one knows what everybody – no one's going to show their hand, right, in the preseason games. You know, you're going to kick the ball. You're going to try to land it down the middle, probably at the 10-yard line, and they're going to return just straight up the field until they actually show their hands in the real games. But, you know, initially what we saw in the Hall of Fame game was it was just like another play. It was, you know, just run the ball up the middle, and if nobody misses a block, you know, the ball comes out to the 25-yard line. But I think there's potential, number one, to directionally kick to try to pin the returner into a corner where you have less room to have to cover guys. And you're in such tight corners, it may be hard to break. But if you block it and you know, are able to escape that first line, you're gone, because it's you and the kicker. And chances are, when the kicker's hanging out around the, because he can't go past the 50-yard line until the ball's caught, or hits the ground. So there's going to be a lot of different stuff going on, and you might be able to, you know, create a niche for yourself if either as a good cover guy or a return guy.
Or if you're a great kicker that can tackle, you know, you could be you're really one of those kind of guys.
I don't think you want your kicker tackling.
Okay? Very, very valid.
You know,
point.
You make a fair point.
Mickey, I am kind of, I've been very interested in the way the linebackers are being used and how they're looking. And I'm very interested in if you've kept eyes on Damone Clark and how he's come along and progressed from last year.
Yeah, I think that he seems to be, and I think this was Mike McCarthy's observation, he's playing more free. He's playing more confidence. They put a lot on his plate last year after they lost Leighton Vander Esch. I mean, he was the green dot guy, right?
Yep. Yes.
And basically, it was his first year in the NFL. And I know he was a rookie the year before, but he, you know, got in late, and they used him some. But last year was, you know, kind of the breakout year. And that was a lot to put on a young guy who had missed some time. I see him being more versatile. And with Eric Kendricks in the middle now, he's playing more, I think, you know, one of the outside positions. And it allows him, at his size, though, free to run, and he can run. So I think he has played well. Kendricks, by the way, got into practice again, or returned to practice yesterday. He had a little something going on. I think it was maybe a hamstring. And so it's good to have that veteran presence out there, because if you think about it, you know, they really didn't have, after Vander Esch went out, they didn't really have a veteran.
They had a bunch
presence,
of safeties.
Right?
Yeah.
And too many, what do I call them? I'll let you guys say it, right?
Skinny-ass safeties.
Thank you very much. and so it's a little different this year, especially with Clark and him out there. The times they put Micah out there, if they sometimes go three, and one of the guys that's starting to get opportunities, and usually when you get opportunities, that means the coaches are seeing something, Damian Wilson,
okay,
the veteran linebacker. Don't forget about him. You know, they signed him the last week of the regular season, former Cowboy linebacker who left in free agency and won a Super Bowl ring in Kansas City, and he was starting. So don't go to sleep on him. Leofau, the rookie draft choice out of Notre Dame, is starting to show up on some of the changeup defenses, overshown.
I heard, just real quick, about Leofau.
Yeah.
One of the things that we saw, and one of the things that you hear a lot of buzz around camp, and trust me, Mick, we understand there's been so many players who have not lived up to that buzz over the year for every NFL team out of training camp, but that Leofau looks fast.
Yes, and he can cover. And so they've been using him a lot on their changeup defense, nickel, dime, whatever. And another guy that I noticed the last 2 days getting opportunities was Willie Harvey, the UFL free agent that they signed. You know, they were excited to get – we qualify it. He led the UFL – the whole league in tackles this past year. All of a sudden, I saw 55 out there, and I'm going, oh, yeah, that guy's here. That's the guy Darryl Johnson compared to Sam Mills. Not in, you know, initial ability, but size that
you kind of
get overlooked, right? Because he's, I think they list him at, 5'11"? So that's a little short for a linebacker, but he's awfully mobile. And, you know, he's 230 pounds, but again, he's been making plays. So I think guys like that, not only in this scrimmage coming up on Thursday with the Rams, but the preseason game, this is when you got to shine. You know, and you were talking about different guys. And one of the things I've been starting to notice is it seems like every day somebody different kind of flashes, right?
Yeah.
One day it's Jalen Cropper. The next day, like yesterday, it's Jalen Brooks. One day it's T. Billy.
That's right.
Josh Butler. But you got to be consistent. You got to. You know, Bill Parcells used to call them one-hit wonders, right? You got to be consistent and have those types of days back to back to back to make the coaches say, okay, we need to keep looking at this guy. And that's what I think the key is for some of these young guys in training camp. Don't just flash today and then tomorrow you disappear. So that'll be a thing that, you know, we kind of need to keep our eye on.
For people who've never been out to practice, there can be, and Corey, you could speak to this too, there can be a remarkable amount of things going on all at the same time.
Yes.
So I know you probably have to move from space to space. Did you get a chance to see Trayvon Diggs at all in the 7-on-7? I know they're progressing slowly with him for good reason, but that felt like another good step in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely, because they finally turned him loose. They were going to have ramp-up time with him, but yesterday was the first time in 7-on-7, so that was like the next step. He hasn't got into team yet, but just seeing him out there, and it's like, you know, and I wrote about this the other day, you know, there's no team, and we kind of did some research, there's no team that right now, starting the season, that has two guys starting at corner that have been to the Pro Bowl. And not necessarily like this past year, but in their careers.
Wow.
And you get him coming back as a two-time Pro Bowler, and then you got Deron Blandins, the other side, as a Pro Bowler. And I went back and looked in the Cowboy history, and I think it's only happened one other time. And it was for part of the 67-68 season with Mel Renfro, along with, I'm going to forget who
Eugene
it was.
Lockhart.
No, it wasn't Eugene early. Lockhart. It was a guy that played part of the season at safety and then part of the season and corner, and it's Cornell Green. Good thing I said corner, right? and that was the only time the Cowboys have had two guys in their career that were Pro Bowlers playing corner at the same time. So it's a rare commodity, and what a luxury, right?
For real.
Because the other day, Mike Zimmer said he was joking. We were going through all these different cover combination and how to take this player away and how to take that player away. And he said, and I looked at those two guys and I said, but with you two guys out there, we don't need to do any of this stuff. Just go cover. And so we'll see how this goes and if Trayvon can get back to being Trayvon right away, right? Coming off that ACL. But they're going to give him ramp-up time, and it's starting to ramp up. So that was a real good sight to see, and I'm sure for the coaching staff too.
Did you complete your homework assignment from us from yesterday?
Oh, no. What was it?
You're supposed to find the article on the wrestler.
The Nebraska
that we believe was Dave Sullivan, the equalizer.
His stuff's probably at home, Kevin. He probably has a box at home.
We have to wait till next month?
I would have to Google it and start comparing stuff, right? But maybe, yeah, next month when I get home. And I've got, like, boxes full of things that I wrote even back then when I was in Jackson, Mississippi.
If you get bored at some point, we would definitely like to hear that.
You're saying you're going to go over to his house and hang out with him and look at all the stories?
Okay, yeah, we need to look for it. That's not a bad idea either. All right, thank you.
Wonder if he's still wrestling, huh? 40 years later?
He is not.
Oh, no.
He is not. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
Sorry to fail you.
There you go. All the other info is really good, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3. The Fan. Coming up next, Corey, I know you're excited. Mike's going to love it. Madden quarterback rankings. But also, it's a cruel, cruel summer. Our visit to and the national reviews of the Karate Kid Apartments. Next on The Fan.
Getting ready if needed. Third down and 8 from the Bengal 11. Jackson takes the snap. Pocket collapsing, he escapes, runs to the left, fires to the end zone, touchdown, Rashad Bateman, his first of the year, and the Ravens extend their lead.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We will talk about our visit to the Karate Kid Apartments in just a minute. Hopefully both of us will be here for that. Okay, good. But in the meantime, the players said that Lamar Jackson was the best player in all of the football land. Excuse me, the best quarterback in all of the football land. But what does Madden have to say about it? They said, good job, Lamar Jackson. You get a 98 rating. But Patrick Mahomes, of course, is a 99.
What? He had a miserable year last year.
Except for the parts that mattered.
He threw like 6 interceptions in the last 5 games last year, dude. Come on. Maybe it was 4 in the last 5.
I'm still giving him a 99. He is the number one quarterback. So it goes Patrick Mahomes 1, Lamar Jackson 2, Joe Burrow 3, Josh Allen 4. Dak Prescott is number 5 in Madden, followed by Tua, Herbert, Hurts, Purdy, and Kirk Cousins rounds out the top 10 ahead of Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff, and CJ Stroud.
Andrew Rodgers? I have a question. Do you think that Patrick Mahomes, hold on, you said Dak was 5?
5.
That's pretty impressive.
Has anyone ever gotten 100?
No. Was Michael Vick the first person to get 99 speed, or was it 100 speed? I can't remember what it was, but I just remember back in the day, his speed was like, whoa, that's never happened before. The Dak thing, though, is interesting to me because 90 is kind of it's a good quarterback.
He's fifth.
Maybe a really good quarterback. Yeah. That's right where Dak kind of lands. And you can kind of argue the 6 people behind him. You could probably make arguments for everything else, but I can't go any higher than 5. That's kind of where I land with him. So
poor CJ Stroud is 14 and Jordan Love is 15. But if you go way, way down the list, already behind Caleb Williams, coming in at number 23 is Deshaun Watson. I realize it's just Madden,
So
take it for what it is. But Sean Watson is behind Derek Carr, Russell Wilson, and Caleb Williams in the
ring. He's behind Russell Wilson?
Correct. But he's a legend at the bank, though.
That man, first fully guaranteed quarterback contract.
Took him for all they were worth.
And honestly, if he wasn't so smelly on the back half of that, like, I think we could have seen a landscape shift.
Yeah.
In the NFL, but then he was just so bad immediately after that everybody was like, nope, never again.
Can you imagine the people down in Houston that would have to cover him instead of CJ Stroud? Like how blessed are the people in Houston they get to cover CJ Stroud now?
Personally, once they go work in Houston, I'm done with
them.
Yeah,
that makes
sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can get out of here.
Your thoughts? All right, cue the Bananarama. It's time to talk about the Karate Kid.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right.
This song is awesome. All right, so Mike, we're driving to the airport on Friday to come home from Oxnard. I know you greeted us at the airport. It was delightful. That actually would be awesome.
But, I was doing the Ranger game.
Okay, fair. So we're driving, and then Corey goes, hey, didn't Daniel LaRusso live in Reseda? And then what was it, Reseda Avenue, Reseda Drive?
So we're on the highway, and I believe it's the 101, Kevin.
Okay.
Is what we're on there. And I see multiple exits, and one of them is Reseda. I think they're all boulevard.
Okay.
Everything is a boulevard exit for some reason. I don't even know what boulevard means, honestly. Like, I know drive makes sense. Street makes sense. Boulevard sounds like I should be walking along Coney Island somewhere, you know?
Okay.
But I see Reseda, and the first thought in my mind is Tom Petty, because in Free Fallin', it's a long day living in Reseda.
Because he's poor.
I mean,
that was the whole point of Reseda in Karate Kid. They wanted to hammer home that they were the poor family.
And then I remembered, oh, yeah, Daniel Macchio lived in Reseda. He moved there from New Jersey. And I was like, Kevin, let's go look at Daniel Macchio's place. Is it there? And you were like, first off, tell me it's not Daniel Macchio. It's Daniel LaRusso. And I was like,
LaRusso.
He's a manager for the White Sox.
Oh, that's Tony LaRusso.
He ruined him.
Yeah. So I said, yeah, let's look it up. Kevin looks it up, types in Karate Kid, and immediately the address for his apartments pops up like his phone was listening to us.
It was awesome. So we make our way to the South Seas Apartments in Reseda. And Mike, I know this was one of your questions. They did, in fact, get the pool fixed up. I know that was a big point of contention for Daniel LaRusso.
Do you think they did that after 1983 when they were trying to find the crappiest apartment complex in LA area?
I think.
And they found it, and they're like, hey, we'd like to shoot a movie here, like part of it.
Yeah.
Because we are trying to find a bad place that people from like New York or New Jersey would move to California for the dream, but they have to live in the crappiest, cheapest place possible.
I mean, look, it's not the best neighborhood in the world, but you know what? Times have changed for those apartments, because when we navigated our way there, we also looked up the reviews for the apartments.
I kind of want to live there.
Okay, well, you're going to want to live there even more after you see these reviews.
Wait, you guys are going to let him skate on that?
I kind of want to live there?
Yeah. He's already told us he wants to move away from Texas about 3 months.
So I will say this, Mike. It is.
You think that it's up to Mike Sanders?
No, it is. Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. You let him walk on that?
It's an apartment complex, which has a fresh coat of paint, mind you.
It does.
It does have
a
fresh.
Are the palm trees still there?
Yes.
Were they there? Okay. It is an apartment complex right next door, laundromat. And then, you know, convenience store and all that stuff in the strip mall right directly next to it. On every single corner at that intersection, I saw a tamale stand. I
love tamales.
I love tamales too, but there was a tamale stand on every corner. Were all different tamale stands.
Your stance on tamales?
Hey, if you can get 600 tamales for like $4, yes, I'll take it anytime. Every time that lady comes by, cheap. She's like, you want some tamales? I'm like, hell yeah, I want some tamales, and it's awesome. It looks, Mike, I'm not going to lie, the neighborhood's a rough area, all right?
I live in Oak Cliff.
Lots of pretty bougainvilleas.
You do not live in the hood, Mike.
Lots of really pretty bougainvilleas.
Either they don't know, don't show, or know what's going on in the hood.
So there you go. That's my explanation of the area. Mm. If you will.
Here's my explanation of the area, and I go directly to Google. So we decided to look this place up on our way over there. It has 54 reviews on Google Maps. All 54 of them are 5-star reviews, and we decided to give you a taste of some of these reviews. Mike, I think you'll enjoy this place. Review number one. I hate this place. I hate this freaking place. I want to go home. Why can't we just go home? Fighting doesn't solve anything. Yeah, well, neither does palm trees, Ma.
This is a review.
That is an actual.
That's a quote from the movie.
That is correct.
Oh, this is awesome.
That is correct. Now I take you to the next review.
Is this another review or a quote from the movie?
No, these
a real review or quotes?
Real reviews, but people have decided.
Every single one of these reviews was based off of the movies. This is from Len Rosenthal, 5 stars, 3 months ago. I like having wonderful neighbors like the LaRussos. Also enjoyed Mr. Miyagi as a handyman. He did an amazing job restoring my classic car. Now, it's not all good, though. A gave a review of 5 stars that said, watch out for the local karate gang. And so they're just trying to prepare you. And then we get to my absolute favorite review.
Hey, where does Macchiato live now?
It's Macchio.
Yeah, but where does he live now? He's in a nice area,
right?
I don't know. Palmdale or something? I'll go look
Palmdale.
It up.
I said his name is Macchio.
Sounds right.
It's Ralph Macchio.
Mascherino cherries?
Oh, my gotcha. God. Now, this is my favorite review.
It's in Encino, Kevin. Encino.
Oh, that was a good film.
This is... Okay, we did...
We did see Encino on the drive, too.
And we did talk about looking up stuff from Encino Man. And for people that are asking, we looked up the original Cobra Kai dojo. It was 12 miles and 29 minutes away. At that point, we would not have been able to make, and it was in the opposite direction that we were going. We would not have been able to make that trip. This is the first review I saw, and I didn't realize that everyone was doing a bit at this point. It says, cool place, but some interesting characters. The older Japanese handyman spends his day catching flies instead of working. Also, some kid from Jersey just moved in and he gets his ass kicked every day. Only the strong survive out here. 5 stars.
Awesome.
So, if you get the opportunity,
who has time to go on to things like this and put those kinds of comments?
I mean, the comment only
takes
what, like 45
seconds. You watch 1,000 shows. I feel like every day you have this show that you're like a binge watch and watched them all.
This person
I have no time to go and comment on
this person named TG. I don't know how much time they needed. They're a genius. But that was the first review I saw. And so you're reading it and you're like, cool place, but some interesting characters. That feels like that could theoretically be about the actual apartment.
Yeah.
But then I realized every single review on there has something to do with the movie Karate Kid.
So if you're thinking about moving into this place, you don't go to the reviews.
I have no idea because there's 54 reviews. They're all 5 stars at the South Seas Apartments in California, but they all talk about Karate Kid. So I have no idea what it's actually like to live there.
None of them talk about like they get to trim little mini trees.
You know what? I'll go back and look for some more reviews. There was at least one that referenced the bonsai trees, but I just thought it was amazing.
From the 806, Ralph Machu Picchu.
From the 806, this apartment complex is now on my bucket list. It wasn't on our bucket list, but it popped up in a mindset of, hey, we got extra time.
And so did you stop the car? Or just
we got
drive
out
by
and we shot parked a video with
we
it.
We parked and everything.
Yeah, we got a video of ourselves in front of it.
Is like a gate with a code? Can you go in?
No, you...
Yes, there was because the guy was walking in with his groceries and another guy walked his dog out and they were like exchanging as the gate came through.
And did you guys ask them? Do you?
We didn't.
No. We didn't. We probably...
We probably could have, though, been like, hey, can we go
to... Do you guys know, or at least, do you guys know this? They have to know, right?
Can we go to Daniel Song's apartment?
Even if you don't know, you know very quickly.
Okay, here's what I will tell you. I did... The one common theme in some of these reviews was there's at least one person who, like, legit has been living there for a while and would show you around if you asked nicely. Like,
oh, really?
There are a couple reviews that are like, hey, if you talk to, I don't know, some person, they'll show you around. And it wasn't like a reference.
Do they shoot Cobra Kai? Because Daniel lives there. I mean, sorry, Johnny lives there, right?
I don't think he lives in the same apartment.
He doesn't live in the same
apartment. He lives in a different
place.
He's
in the strip mall over there.
Okay,
so
but he lives in Reseda, just not in the same apartment complex.
Correct.
So
correct.
So that is kind of on the chart now. We have created a next year's camp bucket list. We do want to go to the dojo. I guess we're going to have to go to Encino to see the new LaRusso house because that's where his kids are fighting. And then maybe we can find the pier that he was learning the crane kick on or something like that. That'd be pretty dope.
Yeah, I would be in on that.
Because there's no, by the way, he goes to the ocean to do that crane kick, right? Like
sure.
He's doing that. There's no ocean nearby in Reseda. Like, it takes a while to get to the ocean. So they must take taken one of those really cool Miyagi cars out.
I feel like when he's on the boat learning balance, though, that's more of a lake.
You might be right about that.
That doesn't seem like the ocean.
All right, I'll go look up Lake Reseda.
Right? Okay, let me know what you
There are times
that.
Where it looks like he's at the ocean, and there's other times where it looks like he's at in a lake.
There is Reseda Park Lake in Los Angeles, and that's you're right, Mike. That might be where we need to go.
But when he got his butt kicked at first, they were on a beach because there was the sand, and Allie had her boom box. And Cobra Kai.
That's true. They came in on their mini bikes.
Yeah.
They were like, we're here to mess it up. You know what, Mike? If we could ever convince you to go back out to training camp, we'll go on some sort of like Karate Kid tour and try to find all these places.
I'll go on the tour.
Okay. And then you'll just fly
I'll go
right
on vacation.
Home.
All right. So, what part did Jaden Smith get involved here?
Okay. I actually have never seen that
China,
one.
China, actually.
Oh, China.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Where is Mr. Miyagi from?
Okinawa.
Japan?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me make...
Oh, yeah. Like, I know all the cities of Japan.
And is that a... Okay.
Is it a state? I don't know. Do they have states? I don't even know. Do you know what they have in Japan?
It was in Beijing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in Beijing was where that took place.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's an island, but I don't know. To answer your question,
Beijing is an island?
No. Okinawa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't call them states.
I really want to say no, but I'm not 100% on
that. So this is now, Kevin, Adrian one day, she was driving back from a friend's Uber, in an Uber in Cleveland, and they said, hey, do you want to go see the house from A Christmas Story? And she was like, well, not really. I kind of need to get home. And he was like, it's all right. It's right here. I'll take you by. And she was like, but I kind of want to just go home. But now I've seen that house.
Yeah.
And now I've seen the apartment for this. I feel like I need to start making a collection list here. Do I get like a little piece of grass or a rock from each one of these? How do I do this?
From the 325, Japan has prefectures.
Thank you.
As what?
Prefectures.
Prefectures.
Nobody even knows.
Because from the 940.
That person knows?
From the 940, I want to go to the Pulp Fiction apartment. From the 817, I saw the house from Breaking Bad in New Mexico. Like, this
Ooh,
is.
That
these
would
are all
be
fun
cool.
things to do, man.
What if for Pulp Fiction, you guys had breakfast at the place where they you know.
Oh, yeah. This is a robbery!
I think we have. Hmm? Or was it in another show I was watching? I think maybe it was another show I was watching.
I think they've used that restaurant
a lot
or whatever
of times. Yeah.
In multiple movies.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.
There's only one Reseda.
Sir, I'm so glad that everyone enjoyed that segment. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Can the Cowboys hit this sacks mark in 2024? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
First and 10, the Jets at their own 25. Empty gun, Wilson back looking. Pressure's coming now. Down he goes. DeMarcus Lawrence. And Odighizuwa.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now.
It's I bet time Micah to go was in on that too.
Around the entire
maybe
NFL.
Maybe even Norris Armstrong.
And dip into some gridiron gravy. Let's start with some preseason updates in case you wanted to know. Jordan Love will play on Saturday. Already told you that Jaden Daniels is going to play. He is going to start for the Commanders, and Jared Goff, per Dan Campbell, is not scheduled to play in their preseason opener. So just a couple updates for you. Now, Brandon Ayuk trade that is still not done, but apparently it's up to Ayuk to pick if he wants to go to Cleveland or New England. There's been multiple reports that the 49ers have the framework in place for a deal with both the Browns and the Patriots. And it's up to Ayuk and I guess contract negotiations outside of just where you want to play are the only thing left to figure out now.
Yeah, yeah, that's what the sound was from Broadus this morning. So, yeah, that's interesting, man. Amari Cooper's name keeps popping up.
Yes.
Why?
So Amari Cooper would come back to the 49ers in supposedly, okay, per the scoop out there, is that Amari Cooper and draft compensation would come back to the 49ers if he gets traded to Cleveland.
All right. Isn't Cleveland responsible for all of his contract this year?
Yeah.
So they just paid all of his salary for this year, I believe.
I need to double check, but it felt like
that
there
seems
was
like
some
a weird
pretty
move.
Or maybe the heavy dead money is in 25 and or 26.
Okay, all right. Okay, maybe, I would have to check on that too.
Maybe that's what it was. But yes, they would be eating some money on this deal for sure.
They're saying, let's take Amari Cooper, who is one of the top receivers, Brandon Ayuk, who they're like, well, maybe he's one of the top receivers. Right. I think he's really good. And they're like, and then the 23rd best quarterback, according to Madden.
Man,
so we're going to throw that out on the field.
That feels low.
Feels weird, man. Feels
would
weird.
You rather, let's just say, and I know it's not all equal, would you rather have Ayuk?
A happy Ayuk, yes.
Okay.
If I'm San Francisco, he's not happy there. Yeah. So I would say no.
All right. So just keep,
I agree.
Okay. Keep an eye out on that. Supposedly the Browns and Patriots are there. The Commanders and Steelers had asked for permission to negotiate with Ayuk's agent as well. But last we heard the Commanders decided that the asking price was too high.
Gotcha.
So they dropped out. So, I mean, it feels like a deal is imminent. But also, if you're Ayuk, you're taking maybe a big step down. If you go to the Patriots, you're going to be taking a big step down. If you go to Cleveland, I know they somehow think they will compete, just like us Cowboys fans always think we will. But you're going to be taking a step down in terms of competitiveness compared to being with the 49ers. So you kind of have to judge, like, how important is that to you?
Well, I mean, if you really hate California that much, you know, maybe he just wants to be in Ohio. Maybe he wants to be in the cold weather.
Can't rule that out. I'll have to look
He's
into
like,
that.
I love me some snow.
All right, let's.
And gray skies.
Huh.
Mike can kind of attest to that.
The cost
right?
of living's way better.
That's
yep,
true.
That, too.
That is a very good point. Let's talk about Harrison Butker. He is now the highest paid kicker in all of the NFL. I have to admit, this contract shocked me a little bit. 4 years, $25.6 million with $17.8 million in guarantees. $5.9 million per year for your kicker.
He's been good his entire career. He had, what, one?
Oh, actually, it's 6.4, I'm sorry.
I think one really down, like, down year for him. But the dude's got a big leg. He's been clutch for them throughout this run. He's part of it. And then, you know, he's a kicker. So you got to pay all the kickers.
Do you have to pay all the kickers? All right. Well, there you go.
That's how it goes.
All right. Per Corey, you got to pay all the kickers.
I think we pay our kicker more than we do our running back this
sometimes.
Year.
Yeah. If you don't factor in all the dead money, I think that is accurate. But I know the Cowboys.
I don't. That's not on the list now.
The Cowboys know best.
It is off the ledger.
That's a different contract. All right. Speaking of the Dallas Cowboys. Last season, they had 46 sacks. The year before, they had 54. How many team sacks do you think the Dallas Cowboys will get this season?
$1, Bob.
In games?
39.
Okay. Corey?
Man, I just typed in the wrong thing. Oh, I wanted to... I typed in history, but I put an S in front of history.
I believe it's herstory.
So, I'm going to say... Let's say 36.
Wow. All right. Well, you guys will definitely take the under.
Because here's what I think is more important to Zimmer. I think it's more about being in position to stop run first.
Okay.
Hey, rather than going and pursuing sacks.
That would be great. The over-under set 50 and a half.
Let's go. Let's
for
do
the
it.
Season. You guys are way under that, though.
Yeah, I'm all about it if it happens.
Let's go. Let's take the under.
I'm not in the Fair. Same mindset as Mike here, but no. But yeah, man, I think this is one of those, like, you can get excited about this if that's the case. But I don't see that being the mindset, the mantra that they're going to be yelling at everybody.
But you'd still take the under, right? I mean, you just guessed 36.
So. Yeah. Okay. 50 sounds fun though. Give me 50.
All right. Let's talk about the offense.
What's the all-time team sack leading?
No. Probably like 75.
All right.
That's really, really high.
2,954.
That's not right. That's too
All
many.
All-time single season.
Okay.
I'll type in single season.
Okay, you get back to me with that information. In the meantime, Bleacher Report is focused on the Cowboys' offense.
72.
72.
Yeah.
There you go.
Two tall Jones.
84 and, Bears.
And said that... As y'all like to call him, Young Shoddy will be one of the eight coordinators who have the biggest impact on this season.
Young now, Shoddy did ask where Mike was last week. He was like, where's the other guy?
That's my guy. That's the one guy that probably wanted me there.
Back to you, Kevin. Sorry.
Brian Schottenheimer listed as one of the eight coordinators who will have the biggest impact on this season. Do you view it that way, or do you even view Zimmer as somebody who's likely to make a bigger impact?
Yeah, I think this is a bigger
season.
Impact for sure. We kind of saw the implementation of the Young Shoddy stuff last year.
What do you mean? You didn't like? We won 12 games.
It was
a
struggle, bro.
It's hard to win 12 games.
It is hard to. I mean, anybody that says it's not is taking it for granted. That's a fact.
Luck.
But the offense looked clunky last year at times. Even
that's
though
true.
Dak finished second in MVP voting, somehow the offense still looked clunky at times.
That is a weird dynamic.
It took Dak saving the season by demanding that Mike McCarthy no longer call plays. He's like, let me do this now. And then they got better.
One more preseason question for you. Daniel Jones wants to play in the preseason opener on Thursday for the Giants. Do you think that's why he was involved in the fight? Because he's like, the hell, I'm not going to play. Or do you think it's because somebody's like $40 million?
I think Malik Nabers like ran by and punched somebody.
Oh, okay.
And so I think that's why it started. And Daniel Jones is like, I guess I need to step in here because I gotta show them I'm a leader.
That's the only place where he can be a premium quarterback.
Okay,
it's preseason football.
And then you know what? As long as we're talking about things that are poorly defined, Mike, what do you think about this? Sky Moore says he's focusing on what he can control in an attempt to have a spot in the quote stacked receiver group. For the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, figure out how to run routes. Figure out how when Patrick Mahomes scrambles that you know how to scramble with him.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I hate saying it. He just looks like a dumb receiver. He just looks dumb.
Yeah.
Maybe he's dumb. And there's nothing you can do about it. That I'm not saying dumb as a person.
Football,
but like,
IQ-wise.
Running NFL routes, understanding the adjustments you have to make off of NFL cornerbacks and safeties. It's not easy. And he doesn't get it.
I think that's an interesting take there, because if you're listening to Micah right now talk about Mike Zimmer, he's like, look, man, nothing against, it's almost a nothing against Dan Quinn, but Dan Quinn sent me out there and said, just play.
Yeah.
Mike Zimmer's teaching me why they're sliding left and sliding right in front of me and why the protection's going to go this way, how I can combat that, what I need to do to help the secondary. So, like, he's getting a whole new – he's becoming a junior in NFL football now.
Look, man, I feel it's very similar to Luka. If he has a coach that he respects
he's
and will listen to, then that's a huge, huge deal. For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, round one, or I guess round 11, of Rangers Astros, plus the shocking fall of the Texas farm system. Next on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.